I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Friday. October 30th, 2020. Ring them a bunch of times. Not only because it's regular Friday.
It's regular Friday. It's also payday. It's
payday Friday for some, yep. Us, and some others. And also, it is All Hallows Eve.
Yeah.
All Hallows Eve Eve.
Yep. That means Halloween's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
It's the day before Halloween, day before the full moon. It's Friday, and it's payday, hopefully, for all of you. Most of you.
I'm going to tell you something. Right now, it is 6:03 a.m., so what I'm about to say is live, so if you listen to this on the podcast later or whatever, don't try this, but...
It's your own fault.
Look at that moon right there.
Oh, it's nice.
Whoa.
It's a nice moon. Be even nicer tomorrow morning, early.
That's the thing. I was like, oh, crap. I didn't know it was a full moon, and it's not.
No, it's
There's
almost.
Just a slight little... Sliver.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see that movie, Sliver?
That's a good movie.
Just a little sliver.
I've seen all the Naked Sharon Stone movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was the creeper Billy Baldwin. Was the Tom Berenger? It was Billy Baldwin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just a huge moon, and it's...
It's not a toenail?
No, it's the big... I mean, you know what I'm saying. It's a circle almost.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said it was a sliver.
Perfect moon.
It's a nearly full moon. But yeah. It's really bright, and it's nice.
What is tomorrow's full moon? Is it like Halloween moon? Is it a rabbit moon?
It's a blue moon.
Ooh, a lover's moon.
Blue moon means lovers?
It means a second full moon in the same month.
Oh.
It doesn't happen that often.
There's water on the moon. They just found it.
Really?
Yeah.
Who says?
It came out from NASA.
NASA or somebody. Oh, Elon Musk or one of them.
One of those nerds.
Richard Branson.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's already going up in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Us, not China. Us.
Why is it that we are putting cell phone towers on the moon? Like, no conspiracies. Like, really, why?
I guess you
hear every, even still to this day, you will hear from time to time the conversation of, you know, in our inner cities, we don't even have internet.
Mm-hmm.
But the freaking moon people are going to have internet.
They're going to have 4G. By the way, it's a Halloween Hunter's Moon and a Micro Moon and a Blue Moon.
Oh, my God. Hunter's Moon.
Uh-oh.
I think it's when you go hunting.
Killing deer.
Say the moon's accessible.
Toes.
Hunter.
Bugs. No, toes.
Say the moon's accessible to everybody. Like, easily they can get to it
relatively
quick within a couple years.
Yeah.
We're going to have a war over the damn moon.
Yeah, and Mars and everything. I mean, that's the thing. I was reading something where some science guy, and you know we don't like them science guys.
Which one?
I don't know, some guy. It wasn't like a
famous Nye or Tyson.
No, just some like scholarly science guy. But you know we don't like them science guys. I think they know too much. I think they're smart or something. Because
they're indoctrinated.
They're doctorates.
What?
They're just duplicating what they've been told.
Yeah, well, you think you know
by the controllers.
You've been researching this your entire life, pouring every minute of your day into it for 50 years. What do you know?
Yeah.
I think you know me.
That's right.
You know more than me. I'd watch the YouTube video, you dick. Anyway, the
what's the name of it?
He was saying that that space is gonna be a bad idea unless we get more peaceful on Earth before we start colonizing space.
Well, is it that or? Yeah, because it's funny you say that, because I was reading the other day, never really thought about, or not that I don't think about it, it just never crossed my mind that India and the Emirates, I think, they have space programs.
Yeah, some places have space programs. There are various space programs.
But I didn't realize that they were to the level that they are.
Yeah, I guess India has a developing space program, and the Emirates makes sense. And then Japan has some space stuff, and China obviously has a space program going, and Russia has a space program. And
yeah, even up there, we get along with Russia just fine.
We've pretty much privatized our space program.
Of course, some people down here get along with the Russians just fine.
Mm-hmm.
You said it was Hunter's Moon?
Hunter's Moon.
Hunter.
Hunter who?
Hunter's Moon.
Hunter who? Yeah, but so the cell phone towers, I swear when I first read this, I was like, somebody replicated The Onion or something. They're going to put cell phone towers on the moon.
Yeah, they are.
But it's true.
4G technology on the moon.
And we actually had the United States cell phone companies competing for that government bid.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was... hello, Nextel?
I don't know.
I forgot.
I saw it. I don't know who it is.
Who was it?
They're still around, Nextel?
I forget who it was.
I think it was Suncom.
No, and it wasn't Verizon, because I was like, oh, awesome. I'll be able to call the moon.
It was Alltel who it was.
But I guess it's communication with the space stations.
Mm-hmm.
The ISS.
I think it's T-Page. It used to be over by Jeans in downtown back in the 90s where you go pay your pager bill. I think it's that place. They're back, and now they're putting towers on the moon.
I went to Maxwell Communications on Woodruff. That's where I got my pager.
Yeah.
I had that.
That's too far from Poe Mill to go pay the bill.
Beep one.
Yeah.
Beep
You didn't
one.
Have to go to a pawn shop to pay the $6 a month?
No. But that's where I bought the clip with the chain on it that hooked to my belt buckle.
Everybody on the moon's going to be running around with them those blue and green and red and yellow translucent beepers.
Yeah.
Uniting.
Oh, man.
Uniting. Uniting.
And by looking at him, Kanye's going to get the shoe contract.
Yeah.
You've seen those moon boot looking things.
Yeah, the thing you need to wear on the moon is sweaters on your feet.
Sweaters on your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wear Yeezy, you're just basically just wearing two pair of socks.
You're wearing soles and socks.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
But so do old people already.
Well, I know.
Older Americans.
Yeah.
And others.
Did you know any kids excited to get a pager? Their parents
right
got them
all
one.
Of them.
Yes.
Well, when their parents got them one, they wouldn't let it pick them out, so they got the black one with the little display up.
Oh,
top.
Yeah, you remember looking like a doctor?
You know what part of the allure with that is? And this is so stupid, but part of the allure, at least when I got one, and I didn't get it because of this. This is like, for some of you youngsters, it's hard to understand here, but it was like a cell phone that you could essentially text someone, but the only thing you could really do is put your phone number in for them to then call you back whenever they could get to a cell phone or nearby or whatever.
Yeah.
Other times, if it was a real emergency, you'd put 911 on the end.
But usually just boobies.
Boobies, boobless.
Oh, hell.
Yeah. Oh, hell, all those things. But part of the thing when I first got it, before it became the thing, was people were like, hey, you sell drugs?
Yeah.
Oh,
are you a dude, man?
You're and I didn't, a surgeon.
And I didn't, but part of that was like, I don't know, I just started walking different in the hallways at school when people thought I was a dude man.
Yeah.
You're a hard ass with your drugs and your
beaver. They're like, hey, man, you got some flour? I'm like, no, I got blow pops.
Ain't nobody call it flour back then.
I said blow pops. Why'd you dump out? Flour, whatever you call it back then.
Flour only started recently, right?
Yeah, it was 93. It was like, hey, man, you got the chronic?
You got some trees?
You got some chronic?
You smoke trees? That's back
trees.
In the hey man, you smoke trees days, right?
Yeah. Hey man, you smoke? Oh yeah, the Blockbuster video store. Yeah. The freaking guy. I said, hey, can you tell us a good movie to watch? It was me and this girl that I wouldn't say dating, messing around with. And so you tell us a good movie, and I forget what the movie was. He's like, by the way, you guys smoke trees? He was trying to sell us weed, and he was on the clock. And I didn't, but we neither one of us knew what he was talking about. I thought it was a new. You smoke trees? What the? Weed? I've heard of.
Is there a better place to work than a video store back in the 90s? In the 90s, if you sell weed, you should work in the video store because everybody just wants. I mean, if you could get a movie and weed,
yes,
that's your weekend.
Or they should have been selling beer. I mean, think about it. Like if you
sold popcorn and candy.
Yeah.
Get you a big old box of goobers up front.
If you saw a young couple there on a Friday or Saturday night, and it was like 9:30, 10 o'clock, and they were looking for a movie, they didn't really care what the movie was.
Yeah.
At least he didn't. They were going back to chill. They were blockbustering and chilling. It was blockbustering and chilling. And then what'd you do after that? You were kind, and you rewinded.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course.
Now we can't even get along on Earth.
That's why we're taking the water and putting cell towers up on the moon.
Ever since the VCR... Oh, go ahead, Matt. You look, you're impassioned.
Why, did it just look like I was getting ready to say onward?
Something important. I was just going to talk about when Netflix and chill started.
Take that, and then I'll pull it back to something else.
Well, what did people do to get laid before they had VCRs and pick flicks? Because it's always just been Netflix and chill. Before that, it was you want to watch a movie. For my entire life, I don't know how people had sex before they could watch movies at home.
Okay, I have that answer for you somewhat. I've asked my mom that. It doesn't have to do with sex.
Yeah.
But I was like, what did y'all do like when you'd go hang out and you just had... You didn't even have a TV in your room or whatever.
Yeah. I'm talking about want to come over and watch a movie has been sex code for 40 years.
You want to come over and listen to a new record.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. It makes sense.
I got the new Beach Boys.
Makes sense.
Come over.
Yeah, this hot new 8-track tape. Come check it out.
Oh, goodness.
You want to come over and Surf City, USA and chill?
Yeah.
Not on my bed, though. My dad says we have to sit on the floor.
Yeah.
We cannot even sit on the edge of the bed.
Yeah, you want to come listen to some records?
I told you not to get her a futon.
You want to get nailed during Goodfellas?
That makes perfect sense. Tell your mom I said thank you for that information.
Yeah, I asked her that one time. I was like, what y'all do? Just sit around and, you know, play the gossip game? You know, go around the thing? 5 minutes in heaven? Seven minutes, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Somebody texted in. P1 Nap used to buy weed from an Arby's drive-thru. I won't say which one.
What? We got the weed.
But it's not in the upstate. I'll say that.
Yeah. Oh, no. No, and that was decades ago, he says, further on.
No, he didn't say when. He said used to.
Yes.
But it's in a town that is that was at one point famous for having a Shoney's still, and still does.
There we go.
I know which one. I know the one. Okay, so technology, we're putting cell phone towers on the moon. There we go. Yet, here it is, pert nert 2021, and I still do not have power at my home.
Oh man,
that sucks. Do you stink?
No, I got deodorant.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I don't have deodorant, I have deodorant. You listen closely to some of your older Southern folks. You'll pick up on deodorant.
Do you use a mag light in the shower?
I tell you what, I...
Flashlight?
What was the movie I saw the other day where they... Oh, no, it was Borat, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's funny.
I was like, I just saw that. No, they sell these gimmicks at Walmart or wherever, probably
everywhere.
They sell
flashlights at Walmart?
No, these things that are those little... It looks like a light... It is a light.
They got their own storefront on Amazon.
Circle light, and you just tap it one time, and it comes on.
Yeah.
And
tap light?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, they used to have commercials for them back in the day. You know, it wasn't like the clap on. It might have been tap on.
Yeah.
Tap lights. You'd put them in closets and stuff because you didn't know how to wire anything.
Well, so we have a closet that doesn't have a light in it, so that's why they were purchased. But a couple years ago, actually, they were on Amazon Prime real cheap, a box of 25 of them real cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had... the box, but we just had the one in the one closet.
I think the patent expired on that particular As Seen on TV product. Now everybody makes them.
Well, I just went in there and started going boop, 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 boop. And you put them all in one room, you have about 10% of the light in the room.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, so I did. I had the bathroom lit up this morning.
You light it up every morning.
Ooh. No, I go downstairs when I do that
one. You light that up too.
But I was showing Nine a picture of... I would show everyone, but I'm trying to keep my phone. I don't have a square or a cube, whatever you call it. I have them at home. Those things should be like just laying around on the ground everywhere at this point. They should be $1.
You don't even get a charger with a new iPhone.
What?
Right, Fat Boy? You don't get a charger, right? I keep reading you don't get a charger with a new iPhone. The 12 or whatever. You don't
Good
get a charger.
You got headphones.
So you get either a charger or headphones?
I don't know if you ever got a charger.
You used to get a charger. Yeah. When I got mine, I got a charger. Came with a cord and a brick.
A brick. That's what the kids call them now.
I don't know. You might have got an adapter.
Well, my neighbor, they had a tree fall within, I would say, less right at 1 foot from just falling right on the front of their house in a huge tree. Big round tree. So I'm one of the 120,000. I'm one of the 120,000.
Yeah.
You know what's ironic?
Still out of power.
You have underground power.
How do you know?
No poles in your neighborhood.
Okay. That's true. My neighborhood has underground power. But up the street, obviously, some of the lines running in.
What's up to the guys and girls at the underground utilities?
Mm-hmm. A lot of people that have underground power have, you know, more issues than other people. It's just weird because, you know, that's the advancement in technology. Most of Haywood Road's underground.
Yeah.
Really? Well.
Call me a liar.
No, I believe you. I just... I don't know, man. The parallels are weird. We've got cell phone towers or getting ready to on the moon, but then power is just like a thing. But then there's several, let's just say, neighbors in my neighborhood that have those things called generators.
Oh, yeah. It's good to have when you need one every couple
of
years.
One of them is loud as hell, man. Yeah. It's like almost like it's got a freaking yank cord on it. I mean, it's real loud.
Yeah, a lot of them do.
One of them is using it to power the Halloween lights in the yard. Like, their whole everything was, this morning, was on. It wasn't the loudest one of the other ones. And I want one. Where can I get one? Where can I get a generator? No, but it was weird. I was like, man, you're just kind of gloating at this point. Mm-hmm. Turn them down a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe you had them turned up real, I know. You turn them up real high. To help out the neighbors, you know, have a little more light.
Maybe.
You have natural gas?
Yes.
You want a generator that runs off natural gas.
Oh, yeah, that would be the way.
Well, that's how I charge my cell phone. I went and sat in the car
strictly
for like
30 gas.
Minutes yesterday just to have power I could cell phone stuff.
Do you know when your power should be back on?
Yes, 6 o'clock last night.
But updated?
No. They don't, with the new text notifications, it just says we're feverishly working on it and we have folks from other regions coming in to help.
Okay.
And I saw about 40 of them at the Burger King on State Park Road today, or right there at 25. Oh, geez. I see the look on your face. What'd you do? Google something?
I looked at the Duke Energy outage map and scrolled up towards where you live because I know where you live.
You can say it. I don't care. I've already said if we don't have it tonight, I'm going to get a hotel room.
Now you
in Piedmont.
Can
I stay at your house? Is what I'm saying?
I got a guest bed. You can sleep with it. Pick a dog. Sleep with that dog.
You probably have a ghost bed.
I do. It's shaped like a ghost, actually. No, a lot of times what they say, when they say it'll be back, they try to get it on earlier than that so you get a nice surprise, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they're saying that yours should be restored by 11 o'clock Saturday night.
Good Lord. Wow.
That sucks.
That is bad. Yeah. I mean, during the at night, it sucks. During the daytime, I'd be fine.
It's all right.
There's a lot of Easley that's out, but it's odd to see.
You don't live in Easley. Why do you care?
I got to go through to come to work.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get the point. Yeah.
go underground.
The brand new Sphinx has it. It's just odd to see everybody pitch black, but the brand new Sphinx.
Maybe they got a generator, man.
Yeah, they do.
I put generators in everything.
Ooh.
Got them all.
Wow. My heart just hurts a little bit after hearing that news from Jimmy.
You're
always
just
the best. Hey, Matt, Michael Jackson died. Did you hear? Hey, Matt. Did you hear that Muhammad Ali just passed away? Hey, Matt, you're not going to have power for another 36 hours.
Maybe he's on the wrong side. He's looking at co-op instead of Duke.
Are you sure that's not Greenville, North Carolina? Reload,
I'm not looking at Duke Energy Progress.
Let it combine.
Zeta Zeta.
Yeah.
Zeta Zeta.
Man, the biggest power outage, the biggest single power outage I see in the Carolinas is in the Greenville area. 50,000 people still right around Greenville.
God.
Yeah.
Georgia Power better get their ass up here.
I'm one of the 50,000. I deserve a stimulus check just for that.
Yeah, you do.
Now, there's way more people without power in North Carolina, but in smaller clusters. The biggest one I see up there is around 30,000.
Mm.
Oh, man, I follow somebody who used to work here. They always bitch about when they lose power. So when weather comes through, I'm like, oh, you ain't going to have power.
You ain't going to be there. Get over Zeta Zeta, and now we got Goni or Gonai.
Yeah.
I've not heard anyone say it. I've only read it this morning. It's going to be a super, super typhoon.
Yeah, man, before the end of the year, it's going to be a hurricane and a blizzard at the same time in New Orleans.
Hurricane.
Nice. I mean, not nice. Awful.
It's weird, though.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's Friday. It's the Halloween program. We have decided that in addition to the FOF line, which will start at around 8 o'clock, we'll have that for you. You can call 864-241-4318, 864-241-4318. We also want to do a bit called Judge Your Ghost Stories. We're not going to say which one's the best. We want you to call in with the ghost stories that you have experienced yourself, not one that's been told to you down the line, but like nine with the flickering lady, the static lady on the side of the road in Anderson. And then we're going to try to prognosticate what that really was.
Oh, okay.
It'd be a fun little thing.
Yeah.
Because you've oftentimes said, you know, I saw this or that. I don't know what it was. We'll try to help you figure out what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And if we don't know, the fingers of Google will tell us.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
But then again, maybe we'll wind up telling you, no, that was probably a ghost, because I haven't been able to figure out what in the hell I saw. It could have been anything other than a ghost.
Yeah.
Or the manifestation of a demon or something. Mm. Some supernatural thing is what I saw.
Yeah. So, these phone numbers, keep them handy. 1-800-774-0093. Keep them handy. 1-800-774-0093. You can also text us on the CVM text line, which is 72341. Standard data and text rates apply.
And maybe. You can social media with us if you'd like to. Facebook.com/RiseGuys. At the Rise Guys on Twitter. At the Rise Guys on Instagram. Please reach out and touch us. We like to hear from y'all.
Yes. And sunshine all day today with a high of 64. Mm-hmm. Paige, what's up in the plans?
Well, we're going to talk about a woman who her HOA says that her Halloween decorations are offensively positioned. And she needs to take them down. She has 30 days to do so. We'll talk about that next in Your Eyes Guys headlines.
30 days to take them down. Well, yeah. She only needs one more.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll find out what was so offensive in this Halloween decoration next in Your Eyes Guys headlines.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Now, 3.3 The Planet. Yes!
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big old hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh.
Happy Friday. Well, a woman is being forced to take down her Halloween decorations because her HOA, they find it completely offensive, and she was given a 30-day notice this past Sunday to remove the said items. So what does it look like? So let me tell you who she is. Her name is Angela Nava, and she lives in Richmond, Texas.
I bet people called her a Navajo.
You think so?
Maybe.
And she wanted to change it up a little bit, you know, because this year's been so crummy, and give us something to laugh about. So she has a display of pole dancing skeletons in her front yard. So they look like, you know, exotic dancer skeletons.
Oh, I don't see what's too big. That's fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're hanging upside down. And
are they shaking like their tailbone?
Well, they're not moving too much. They're on poles.
Twerking that bone?
Yeah. So, as she puts it, the reason why she put up these decorations, she says, we've all been cooped up. It's a terrible year, and it's really just a creative outlet for her to have that in her front yard.
Hmm. Yeah. There was a time back in the Poe Mill days where a lady on a certain street caused a ruckus about... There was a yard. Woman, at Poe Mill, you didn't have a garden because you couldn't really, it was just dirt. Like, you know what? It was hard clay.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't really growable stuff. But there was a lady that somehow had figured that out, had big old flower bed. And she had this silhouette, cut out wood silhouette of an old lady bent over working in the flower bed.
Oh, I've seen those before.
And it showed her big ass bent over. It didn't show cheek or anything.
Yeah.
You know, the one with the bent over the watering can or working in the flower bed.
And it was just her ass was up in the air.
That's all I need to see.
Back then, it was like, come on, why do you have to do that? You're going to put her butt on there. Kids are going to ask questions. They're going to ask questions. Mama. What do you tell them when the dog's taking a dump in the front yard?
I don't know.
Kids are pretty young when they figure everybody's got a butt.
Everybody does.
Whose dumper is that, Mom?
Right. Oh, man.
So she has 30 days to take him down. So if she takes him down tomorrow, she'll be compliant within her means.
That sucks. He always a Karen.
Yeah, I mean, it's the skeleton, too. So it's not like you can see anything that would be, you know.
Wouldn't even tell if it's man or woman.
There's no nudity. It's just a skeleton.
Well, and then, you know, they're kind of
posed.
They're posed as
Hillary's chipping bones.
With different color wigs.
Yes.
They're talented skeletons all the same because, you know, if they can do that.
Did it have a boner?
No,
the most
nothing,
easiest one comes at the end.
Nothing like that is really evident in the pictures. So
I had osteoporosis. Thanks a lot.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, your skeleton's got holes in the bone.
You would assume that they were female skeletons. Why? Because of the color of the hair. Long hair.
What?
Yeah, I mean.
What, long hair means woman? You hear that, Nature Boy?
Well, it's just, you know, more feminine colors, like. Just like a long, pink. Like a strawberry pink, red, and then turquoise, and just like a rainbow color. So, you know.
Incredible Hulk had orange hair.
Whatever. So, you know, people try to change it up a bit, but I can see both sides that if it's stripping skeletons, some people might get upset by that.
Yeah, I guess. You know. What if it was wearing a certain political affiliated hat or shirt? That would also be problematic.
Mm-hmm. For a lot of HOAs, yeah.
It's very intimidating. Are you saying that you support him, or are you saying if I vote for him, I will die? Is that what's the message with this?
Mm. Vote or die.
All right. Well, there are nice people in the world still, believe it or not. Thank you. Yes, you are one of them. And the other person would be Paul Rudd, actor Paul Rudd. Yesterday, people were lined up in the rain outside of Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York.
Where's the baby?
And they were lined up to cast their vote. And so Paul showed up and started handing out individually wrapped cookies for everybody.
Uh-oh.
Isn't people that a nice mad? Thing to do? No.
Oh.
If you were waiting in a long line and someone handed you a cookie, he was wearing a mask and gloves, and he was being responsible. Would you be happy about that? Or would you throw it back in his face?
I would not throw it back at him, but I would not consume it. I would think that it's an infidel that is there to kill the voters.
Even if it's Paul Rudd with a cookie?
I don't know that it is, because he's wearing a mask.
I think I can spot Paul Rudd there with a mask on. I mean, I know Batman with a mask on. I have a painting of Batman with a mask on. It's clearly Michael Keaton.
It's funny you say that. We have four guys outside the studio wearing masks. One of them is Paul Rudd. When we come back, you have to figure it out.
Oh, man.
Just by asking yes or no questions.
Yeah. Can he sign my Blu-ray of Halloween 6, The Curse of Michael Myers?
I'm sorry. It's Paul Rubens.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in the bathroom.
Oh, I'm going there with him.
If you're wearing that sort of mask that has holes in it, you probably have to use a COVID mask over that kind of mask, and you really couldn't tell who it was.
But that's the celebrity factor. If it wasn't Paul Rudd and it was just somebody handing out cookies, most people, I don't think would eat them because they would assume, at least me, I would.
I'd eat Paul Rudd's cookies, but yeah, I just wouldn't eat anybody's cookies.
Yeah. I mean, if Spunkmeyer came through,
Otis himself. Turn that down.
The Otis Spunkmeyer?
Do the cookies have weed in them?
Mmm.
She forgot. No, I don't think that they would have anything illegal in there. Paul Rudd wouldn't.
It's California. It's perfectly legal.
Yeah.
I like Paul Rudd.
You wouldn't hand that out to the general public.
Paul Rudd's great.
I like him a lot.
He's awesome.
But he's not particularly a good actor. I'm kind of surprised at his career.
He's just cool, though. He's funny. He's fun.
He's like, what do you like about him, then?
He's A-list. Like, he's fun. But, like, he's not, like, if you think about it, you don't put him up there as, like, good actors. Like, he never comes to mind.
Well, he only does like comedy and superhero movies, though. He doesn't do anything where, like, you have like great acting performances.
Like, he's always in A-list stuff.
I Love You, Man is a wonderful film.
Yeah, it was.
It is wonderful.
Smacking the bass.
The one great.
The naked guy with the big one.
Wanderlust.
Yeah, that man, that's great. Oh, that's some great Paul Rudd.
I won't give this to you.
Man, I love Role Models, too, with McLovin and Stifler and Paul Rudd.
Uh-huh. Oh, that was good at LARPing.
Yeah, LARPing, yeah. And they dress like Kiss and LARP.
Fat boy, you want this pen? I'm going to give you this pen.
You're going to get this
you
pen. You're
going to get my pen.
You want my pen?
You want my pen right now?
I'm going to give you my pen.
Put it in both hands and then in the side of your mouth. My pen.
So people from looking at the people that received the cookies, they were tweeting out how grateful they are. So people like that.
Yeah.
If you're wondering how they received it, they were happy. And Paul said, I just want to say thank you for coming out and doing your part and voting. So it was a photo op. Probably.
It wasn't a thing where he asked who you're voting for before you got a cookie?
Yeah, you know, I don't think they're color-coded, so you would kind of do it like a whoever.
Because if it was like, hey, oh, you're voting for Biden, you get out of this box. Yeah. Oh, you're Trump, you get out of this box. I'm like, wait a minute.
So the...
Do you think I'm paranoid about it is what I'm saying. I'm glad I've already pre-voted.
Like everybody that went out and encouraged people to vote, like celebrity-wise, obviously you know they want it to go a certain way. But what if it doesn't go the way they want? Then they're just going to be like, well, it's a waste. You shouldn't have voted. Too many people voted.
It's like the thing of Saturday Night Live, and it's kind of true. It is kind of true though. Just these are people that I know in my personal life that I can say this about. I'm not judging others. If they have a shirt or a hat or a bumper sticker that just says vote, they're going to vote this way. If they just have the American flag, they're going to vote this way.
Yeah.
And it holds true to my personal life and people that I know. Now, I don't know that it does universally, mm-hmm. but at least in people that I know, yes, it holds true. But what you're saying is you still know where they're leaning. At least you think you do.
It's true.
Hmm. All right. Well, Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
You agree?
It is absolutely true, yeah. There's something to that.
I didn't say who was voting for who, though, did I?
Mm. Hell no.
Figure it out yourself.
American flag means Kanye, fanboy says.
Oh.
All right. What are you working on in the sports hall?
We're the champs. I'll tell you what that means. Plus, we'll talk about old Trevor Lawrence's positive diagnosis if you haven't heard the news.
Uh-oh.
It was an awful football game last night.
Oh, man.
It was a drizzling blanks football game last night.
It was a nasty matchup.
It was.
Nasty divisional matchup.
Mm. I didn't get to see it.
You ain't missed nothing.
Mm. It sucked.
Okay. All right. We'll find out about that. And the prayers will begin, a vigil for Trevor Lawrence and more next in the Rise Guys Sports Hole. Good morning, everybody.
Left into the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rock. And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Oh hell. Oh. We are the champions, my friend. Greenville Triumph, the soccer team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, they were up for the championship in the game, but turns out they don't even have to play it.
They just win it without playing it.
Hell yeah. Because individuals in the Union Omaha's soccer club, multiple people tested positive for COVID-19.
Oh.
Maybe you've heard of it. So they're isolated at home. They're like, look, we can't play. You win by default.
That's great.
Oh, man, I saw a guy posting on a Facebook post. He traveled here from Omaha to watch that soccer match.
Hey, welcome to Mare City.
Yeah, joke's on you.
Yeah, really.
But, hope you're not staying in Travel's Rest.
I don't have official word. I think I heard rumors they're going to put on a scrimmage in the trophy presentation today.
Yeah.
I don't know if you like that.
Why do you want to go watch them scrimmage?
They're going to have a friendly.
They've already won.
A friendly. I don't know.
Why not just make the game count for the championship?
Just against the team? Only half of the team gets the trophy?
Yeah.
I'd like to challenge them in dodgeball right now.
Yeah, the scrimmage counts as the championship game. If your half doesn't win, you lose. It's usually how that works.
Have they made – is any
– what?
Is that a regionalized thing? Like, do they go and play other –
It's a professional league.
Well, I know that, but do they go outside of our region?
Oh, yeah.
They do, okay.
They go as far as Nebraska.
Okay.
I think they go to some Texas places, too.
Mm-hmm.
Not like minor league baseball, where they kind of hang in one region.
Oh, yeah.
Hang around the lookouts and the intimidators and those others. Barons.
The Trevor Lawrence said that he tested positive for COVID-19. He will not play Saturday against Boston College. Ungialale is going to play.
One more time?
Huyangalale.
They got teams in that soccer league anywhere from Toronto to Tucson.
GD. Yeah. It's a long way. So he said he has mild symptoms, but he's in isolation. He's going to hang back.
And he should be cleared for Notre Dame.
Yeah, they're saying that the timeline might match up, depending on when the symptoms started.
Looks like he'll be cleared for Notre Dame. With a wink and a nod, he'll be cleared for Notre Dame.
In other words, they don't need him for this game, and also it will show to future draftees how important he is to the team.
Yeah.
You know, they have a lot of students test positive for COVID, Clemson does. Like 1,000 within the past couple days.
They're all having sex with each other.
So, I mean, there's only so much you can do to keep these players away. They still got to go to Clyce.
Yeah.
Clyce.
And whatnot.
So that's why UNC has any positives with the football team.
Party Island could turn into Quarantine Island.
They might have to. There.
Might have to, yeah. The football team like lived there.
The Condemned Part 4.
Yeah.
So I guess he's going to test the rest of the team.
Hopefully Clemson will be all right with the number one quarterback of the class of 2020 and also the number two overall prospect from last year.
Hell yeah, with St. John Busco.
Hopefully they'll be all right with him playing quarterback instead of Trevor.
Hoyangalale.
That's easy for you to say.
Where from?
California? Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It was a big get, man. The pipeline's going to Cali. Yeah. There's a guy in Ngata from Fulton.
Mm-hmm. A lot of talent out there.
Hell yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to take
Gamecocks
a break.
Gamecocks ain't getting that.
You know what?
Let's talk about Jacksonville State.
Yeah.
We'll talk about beer in a minute. When we come back, though, we want to do we're not going to say we're going to poke holes in your ghost story. We just want to hear good ghost stories that you yourself, because this is our Halloween show. You know, tomorrow's Halloween. You yourself witnessed, much like Nine witnessed an actual apparition. What was it? That's what we'll try to do. We'll try to tell you, no, this is probably what you saw.
Yeah, a lot of these things do have perfectly reasonable explanations. A lot of them do not, though. Sometimes we just say, yeah, you saw something supernatural.
Sometimes it could remain unsolved.
It could be an unsolved mystery.
Your ghost stories, we'd love to hear them. 1-800-774-0093. We're not going to call you crazy or stupid or anything like that.
No, and you can always be anonymous if you want to be anonymous because you don't want other people calling you crazy or stupid.
Right. 1-800.
We're not here to judge.
774-0093, says Judge Jimmy. 1-800-774-0093. It's Friday, payday, Halloween's tomorrow.
The Planet.
You guys are great!
The Upstate loves the Rise Guys.
Love how they slam on people. It's always the best.
Good show, man.
Thank God for
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.